Question is asked on the halakha. As we know already in Siman Shin Chav Vav Halakha Aleph, Maran writes clearly that water that was heated from before the Shabbat, it's permissible to use that water on Shabbat to wash one's hands or to even wash one's face and his legs as well, as long as he's not washing the majority of his body. Panav, yadav, v'raglav, b'mayim shuhamu, me'ereb, Shabbat. The question is, what if the water was heated on Shabbat? Well, clearly, if the water was heated b'isur, somebody heated the water on Shabbat, of course one cannot have any benefit at all on Shabbat, not bathing with it, not drinking it, not doing anything with it. The question is, if the water was heated, behetir. Simple case, person has a timer. Sets the timer from before Shabbat, goes on Shabbat, and it heats the water. Or like they have in Eretz Yisrael, what's called Dud Shemesh. Where the Dud Shemesh is a vessel on top of the roof that carries the water and it's heated through the solar panels and it keeps the water hot, it makes the water hot. But you didn't do anything. It happened by itself. So the question is, how do we look at Mayim Shuhamu B'Shabbat regarding washing your hands? Clearly you're not going to be able to wash your whole body because you cannot wash your whole body even on water from before Shabbat. So certainly water on Shabbat is not going to be more lenient. The question is going to be a simple case. A person made Netilat Yadayim, or he wants to make Netilat Yadayim with water from the urn. Let's say the urn was set up on a timer, and he wants to take that water out of the urn and to wash his hands. It's warm water. Comes out, we have a machloket on this between Acham ben Sion and Acham Avadya alav shalom. Acham ben Sion, in the Halakha in Or Letzion, he writes in Chelek Bet, Perek Lamed He Seif Aleph, that it's Asur. He makes a diyuk from what Maran writes in Shin Chavav, Halakha He. Maran over there forbids to dry your hands on Shabbat, or to warm your hands after you wash them next to the fire. Considers that that's considered washing your hands on water that was heated on Shabbat, because you're putting your hands in front of the fire on Shabbat after you wash them in order to warm them up. And there's water on your hands. So he says that Maran is choshesh to this, and therefore one should be careful. Acham Avadya, however, in Halichot Olam and in Chazon Avadya Vav has a different way of understanding the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that if you look at over there in Seif Dalet, the way he explains it, according to the opinion of the Gaon of Vilna, there is no problem, and therefore the halakha, it is permissible, so long as the water was heated from before Shabbat, one would be allowed to wash his hands on Shabbat itself. The Chacham Avadya holds that this is the opinion of many of the Haronim, as I said, including the Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu Mevilna, based on the opinion of Harambam. So therefore, whether it's a Dud Shemesh, or whether it's a timer, or another way that the water was heated beheter, there would be no problem on Shabbat to wash hands in such a case.